Warning: Iran's proxy Hezbollah for the grave mistake after a drone from Lebanon targeted his private residence. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the assassination attempt will not deter him or Israel to eliminate the terrorists and those who dispatch them. Netanyahu's response came after a drone was launched towards his residence in the Israeli town of Caesarea. He and his wife Sarah were not at home at the time of the attack. Two other drones that were fired from Lebanon on Saturday morning were downed by Israel's air defenses, triggering sirens in Tel Aviv, according to the Times of Israel report. In a social media post on X, Netanyahu wrote, "The attempt by Iran's proxy Hezbollah to assassinate me and my wife today was a grave mistake. This will not deter me or the state of Israel from continuing our just war against our enemies in order to secure our future." Netanyahu further warned Iran, saying, "Anyone who tries to harm Israel's citizens will pay a heavy price." He asserted that Israel will continue its operations against the terrorists and assured to bring back hostages from Gaza. "We will continue to eliminate the terrorists and those who dispatch them. We will bring our hostages home from Gaza. And we will return our citizens who live on our northern border safely to their homes." Netanyahu wrote on X, "Israel is determined to achieve all our war objectives and change the security reality in our region for generations to come," he added. On Friday, Netanyahu addressed the people of Gaza, saying the war can end as soon as tomorrow if Hamas agrees to lay down its arms and return the hostages. Sharing a video on X, Netanyahu said, "Yahya Sinwar is dead. He was killed in Rafah by the brave soldiers of the Israeli Defense Forces. While this is not the end of the war in Gaza, it's the beginning of the end. To the people of Gaza, I have a simple message: this war can end tomorrow. It can end if Hamas lays down its arms and returns our hostages."